Good evening, everyone. It's your host, Melissa, at Strange, Strange, Beyond Insane. How's everyone doing? I hope better. We've, you know, had some sad news on here, and I kind of want to just do a lighter topic. I did currently for the eclipse, the whole eclipse, I guess, experience, you will. Thank you to Kevin and Michael. They took me on a little road trip to Indiana, and we got the full fucking experience. Thank God for them, because they knew where to go. We did stay at a campsite in the Airstream, and then we went about, I think, 15 minutes south of there to this park, and it was... See, I just lost my breath time, but it was literally breathtaking. It was a very cool experience. 5-star rating, I give it a 10. It did get pretty dark where we were. I know it got a little bit darker than here in Michigan. I'm sorry, in Indiana, it got darker than here in Michigan, I meant to say. I'm so excited to start the recordings. I'm just, like, getting ahead of myself. Yeah, so we had full totality. don't ask me exactly what part of Indiana, because I was a backseat driver. I was not paying attention. It was wonderful. The air mattress was not on my side this time. It was okay the first night. The second night was fucking miserable. But something else happened the night of the eclipse, and we'll get into that. But let me just start off with some live recordings that I did on our little adventure through the whole... I mean, you're going to feel it listening to these. Like, the whole entire production of the eclipse. The whole 4 minutes. All right, let's start here.
Hey, everyone. It's Melissa, your host at Strange, Strange, Beyond Insane. And we are here live in Indiana with Michael and Kevin for the eclipse. It's April 8th, 2024. The big day.
Mississippi Wana
Park is where we are at. We are walking. Oh, very nice. So they have a telescope that you can look into.
Crescent shaped eclipse. Enjoy.
We are walking down a hill now to go over by the DNR people. Very, very nice setup here, a nice park.
We have a bunch of calendars you can look at.
A lot of people here. All right, we're coming up to the Sky Watcher classic telescope. People are in line. We're just kind of waiting around right now. All right, you guys, it's Melissa, your host at Strange, Strange, Beyond Insane, and we are back. And totality is almost there. I got to look in the telescope. It was a really cool experience. I'm just trying not to talk too loud because everyone's kind of... Yeah, I have a podcast, so I'm live right now. No, I like people to talk. Yeah.
Looks great. Having a great time.
What is your name?
Debbie.
Debbie? It's a good name. That was my mom's name. It's Lucky.
It's a good name.
All right, so what do you want to do, Michael? You want to hang out for a minute or you want to go back?
No, I'm staying on top of it.
Didn't get the whole thing, but got a part of it.
Oh, that's nice.
All
right, I'm gonna grab a water, talk to some more people.
Stuff for you to do.
Like,
this is nice.
Yeah.
Here. Yes, that's what this is actually for. The reenactment's done in the field that you guys are on.
Is that from the battleground?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they actually bring in, it's a probably an hour reenactment. They do it 2-3 times during the weekend on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
It's really nice. It really is.
Cool.
So you said you're from Sterling Heights, you said, this area, or you said you're from Sterling Heights?
My parents lived in Sterling Heights. My grandparents lived in Lucifer and, what is it, Mound and Lucifer.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah.
I grew up in Sterling Heights.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a podcast too. That's why I was just trying to talk to a few people before the whole experience happens.
Well,
it's really nice.
Right now.
Yeah, it's almost. It's a really nice setup here.
Yeah, they're during the fall of the year, the when they do the 18-12, this place is packed, and they got we rent the fields that you see for parking, and it's a very nice thing. If you have an opportunity to come down here, it's worth the trip.
Yeah, it's only 3 hours from us.
Yeah, we'd like to see that. I like that there's a battlefield too, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. We passed it.
Yep.
Coming in.
And they have a whole village that they set up on the lake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you walk up and down, and they peddle stuff. You know how that is, but it's all from that era.
Yeah.
Tents. Hot dogs.
Cool. What is your name again?
Darren.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
You guys are camping at Salamone. If you get a chance, jump another half hour away and go to Mississinawa. We have full hookup.
Oh, really?
Available 50 amp service. We got a beautiful lake.
Oh, wow.
Salamone's got a nice lake, too.
That would be nice if we'd have the full hookup.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
And a whole lake.
Yeah.
Because I think where we're staying at, is that like a gravel pit or like a dam or something?
You're at Salamone? No, it's a reservoir still.
Oh, it's a reservoir. Okay.
It's a reservoir. It's controlled by the Mississippi, but yeah.
Okay.
So it's, I mean, all the reservoirs in Indiana are controlled by Mississippi every day. So whatever water flow they need, that's what we do.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys.
Oh, no problem.
I appreciate it.
Have a good day. Hey, guys. It's Melissa back, your host at Strange, Strange, Beyond Insane. We're back at the truck, and it's getting dark, and it's really, really cooled off. Michael and Kevin and I all feel like it's very eerie right now. Very, very strange feeling. Everything's super quiet, and the light is really, really, really weird. Anyways, we have about maybe 4 to 5 minutes until full totality. We have a very clear path right up to it. We have taken videos and pictures. Kevin found a way to rig the NASA glasses onto our lenses on our phones, and it seems to be working quite well. So we will be back shortly to let you guys know how we feel after the crazy totality. And, well, if you hear us howling, there was a woodpecker that was going crazy. We'll see what happens. Everything's really quiet right now, besides us, of course.
All right, you guys, let me pull up some other video content that I have. Give me one moment. Be patient with me, please.
All right, you guys, we're almost in complete totality.
Almost there.
Oh, my God, it looks so crazy.
The 308.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's going dark. You guys, it's going dark.
What's it, 309?
It's going dark. Oh, all the roosters are going nuts. We came to a park about 20 minutes.
Yeah,
all right. That was the coolest experience. Michael got emotional. It was so cute because he said he loved hearing everybody cheer. I mean, we were literally like right where we needed to be. Thank you to Kevin and Michael.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For taking me. I'm cold now. It got really cold.
Very cold.
It was so much fun. Everybody was cheering. There's a lot of people like up and behind us that you can't see. Oh, that was the coolest experience ever.
That was the coolest.
Okay, and now we're going to move on to what had happened that night of the eclipse.
You thought the pool glamour filter...
Whoops, sorry about that. Okay. Now, this is a little bit of a lengthy one, and you guys, I was a little out of breath because I had to run for my life, literally, but here we go. I'm going to play this.
All right, so I have to be quiet, but I finally got back to the campsite. So I went to the bathroom, to the family one, so I can lock the door. Kevin and Michael are in the camper. They're getting ready to go to sleep. And so I'm sitting on the toilet, and a couple minutes later, someone softly starts knocking. Well, before they started knocking, I heard their feet shuffle, like, back and forth by the door, and I'm like, what the hell? And then they knock soft, and I said, someone's in here, and then shuffle. A couple minutes later, they knock again, and I'm like, someone's in here. And then it's like this. So I keep hearing them shuffle back and forth, and I'm like, Kevin, Michael, nothing. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I, like, hide in the bathroom, and, like, very, very soft knocks, like, every few minutes, like. So I put my ear next to the door, and I'm, like, listening, and then all of a sudden, and I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, oh my god. So it took me like forever to come out of the bathroom. So I come out of the bathroom. I have my light on, my phone, my flashlight. And it's like so fucking dark and foggy. And I'm like, okay, the moon's not out. There's a few stars. So I start briskly walking with my light on. And I keep looking behind me. So I was so focused on that I was like two campsites over. And I'm like, oh my god, oh my god. It's like pitch black. So I'm like walking around anxiously. Then I kind of start jogging. Well, from a distance, I see this really long truck with lights on, like a flatbed. And I'm like, okay, that's like the main road. I remember coming in and out of here with Michael and Kevin. So I'm like, okay, I'll just follow by there. So all of a sudden, this flatbed is like driving really, really fast and erratic through this park, and I'm like, why are they driving like that? And then we end up passing each other. They whip the truck around and follow me, their bright lights on, and I'm like, oh my god, oh my god. And it's fucking 1 o'clock in the morning, so it's like 12:30 in the morning. Everyone's sleeping, all the lights are up, pitch black. So I'm like running and hiding and waiting for this truck to pass each time. And then they fucking caught up with me again. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm not in the right campsite. And I was like, oh my god. So I start like running my ass off. And they get behind me. And they're like really close. And I was just like, oh my god, they're gonna fucking traffic me or something. I'm still shaking. So I run between two RVs. And I just like this, like a deer in the headlights. And they fucking, I mean, this is like a long flatbed in this like little park, right? And they pull up. And they roll down their window, and they two men stare at me. And then all of a sudden, they said, like, 201, 201. And they pull up. It looked like an SUV that was, like, sunk back. And I'm like, oh, thank God. And I just fucking run. Okay. Oh, yeah. And I forgot to tell you guys. So I was texting Michael and Kevin. I was trying to text them in the bathroom and call them. No fucking service, right? And when I first got in there, I had, like, four bars. So I kept putting my phone up in the air. I was, like, moving my phone around. And I could not get a hold of them. Nothing was going through. So I start running back. And I call Kevin. Kevin doesn't answer because he's popping popcorn. So Mike answers, and he's all, like, tired. I'm like, Michael, I'm fucking lost. And it's so dark out here. Oh, I swallowed a bug. I'm, like, still so shaky. That's why I'm talking so fast, and I have to be low because everyone's sleeping. And he's like, follow this, follow that. I'm like, I'm fucking lost. I'm like, it's pitch black. So finally I get like midway and I'm like, okay, I see the headlights and it's like three streets over, whatever. So I finally can calm down, okay? And I'm like, oh, thank God. And then all of a sudden I pass a dumpster right back here and pop. And I'm like, oh, it's a raccoon. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, oh, you scared me, little guy. And then all of a sudden I hear, and it's, oh my God, the fucking thing was chasing me. I don't know how many there were. So I'm screaming in the pitch black. And I'm running down and I'm like, Michael, Kevin, somebody. Oh my God, I'm like petrified of raccoons because I have PTSD from camping like years ago, like many, many moons ago when I was very, very young. I think I was 17 or 18. And we had a school of raccoons attack our cabin. They were on the roof. They were everywhere. They were hissing, scratching at the cabin. It was scary. Okay, so I'm going to show you guys how far away I was. Oh, I can't flip the camera. I think that tow truck still. But, like, all the way. Oh, you see where those lights are, those flashing lights? Yep, that orange light back there. All the way back. Dude, I was, like, so far away. It's not even funny. But anyways, we went to a historic Native American cemetery. One of the, like, coolest cemeteries I've ever been to. And, yeah, we asked for permission to go in there and everything. And the Natives still own it. But I'm, like, starting to think, like, was that, like, a real person that was knocking at the door? But, you guys, it is, like, pitch black. Like, this is what I was walking through. Like, it is, it's pitch black. But anyways, story time over. I literally need to go to bed because I have to be at work. And we have to leave super early. But, yeah, I hope everyone had a good eclipse day.
I'm in here, I'm laughing in the background because the raccoons at the end, you know, that just put me over the fucking edge of damn raccoons. Anyways, so after the eclipse that night, it was completely pitch black. I had my cell phone light all the way to the highest setting, and there was no, like, the light wasn't reaching to any distance. I mean, I could literally just see in front of me. It was absolutely fucking petrifying. And I should have known better. I should have just walked my ass back and got one of the boys. Because as soon as I got, like, I just got a shake and I got really cold. After I got, like, a couple, whatever, rows or streets over, I did have a very uneasy feeling, and I was just like, oh, you're just being like a little sissy bitch. Never again. If I ever have a feeling again, I don't care who it is, a stranger or whatever, somebody is walking with me at a campsite and guarding me while I'm peeing. There was no number two involved. It was just number. I literally just had to pee. I wanted to pee before I went and slept because, of course, the water wasn't working in the Airstream or whatever. They had to buy a part. Of course, that's just our luck. But I'm not complaining because it's a lot better than staying in a fucking tent. So I just wanted to get that last pee out before I went to sleep. And like I said, I had an uneasy feeling and I should have woke up the boys. Or they weren't. Well, Michael was like in and out of sleeping. And of course, Kevin, he's a night owl like me. So he's chomping on popcorn. Okay, so the cemetery that we went to, hands down, one of the coolest. I always say areas. I mean, that's so, like, cliche. Like, it was, oh, God, I don't know how to, I don't know how to describe it. It was, I don't know. It was beautiful and it was scary at the same time. Michael was freaking out. Poor Michael. He's like, we shouldn't be here. I did ask the spirits when we got there. I said, hey, is it okay if we just come in and communicate? We're not gonna really take pictures. And if we do take a couple pictures, is it okay if we have the flash off? And I did get confirmation, so it made me feel better. We did go to a cemetery before that, like a Civil War cemetery, that was really awesome to see. Okay, so the picture of the tomb that I have right here. It's Chief. Now, I'm going to fuck this up, and I apologize. Please do not get offended. Do not get mad at me. I'm horrible with pronunciation. Chief Meshing... Meshingomisia. I'm just going to say Meshingomisia, okay? So he lived from 1781 to 1879. And it says here, in remembrance of our ancestors, a completion of all individuals known to have been inherited in the Miami Indian Cemetery. So this was made, this tomb in remembrance in 2009. And this is from the, hold on, you guys, let me try to zoom in on this. The Mississinewa, however you say that, Battlefield Society. So where we were earlier that day. So again, this is the Miami Indian Cemetery, and it was so much fun. It was so peaceful. We got bum rushed. I did not feel scared. I did not feel threatened. Kevin and Michael got some awesome pictures. I was pretty much recording, just doing like an EVP. Definitely have to go back to that place. But yeah, and then I came back to work, and of course, you know, some drama went on with another worker, and there's always drama in that place. So 2 days later, I quit my job, y'all. And I am proud of myself. I quit my job, and I'm starting a new job tomorrow. Well, I'm going in for a couple hours to see if it's like a right feel for me. But yeah, so that concludes our solar eclipse trip, and had a lot of fun. And thank you again. Shout out to Michael and Kevin for taking me with them. It was quite the experience. All right, you guys, thank you for listening. Tune in. We'll be chatting soon.